每早晨，这都是新的。神的诚实极其广大。亲爱的听友，弟兄姊妹，早安！欢迎收听中英文双语灵修每日眷语。
12月22日，圣诞祭牲。耶稣被交给人，是为我们的过犯；复活是为叫我们称义。罗马书4章25节。当我们受苦时，我们是否注视我们自己、我们的试炼和我们的难题？我们是否被困在环境之下，而非超越环境之上？或者我们是否会仰望那位经历痛苦远超我们想象的主呢？马丁·路德在《桌边谈话》一书中说，我们的苦难根本配不上苦难这个名称。当我想到我的十字架、患难和试探时，我几乎羞愧得无地自容，因为与我那蒙福的救主耶稣基督的苦难相比，这些算得了什么呢？基督的一生中有好几件事揭示了他作为受苦的仆人的弥赛亚的角色。我们无法详尽追溯他生命中的每一个方面，但可以思想以下这些事实。以赛亚书53章对救主受难的描述如此细致入微，以至于人们读到时会以为这是一位目击者的记录，而不是一个在事件发生800年前就写下的预言。请留意，耶稣的生命从一开始就充满了迫害和危险。他受天父差遣，带着爱和怜悯的使命而来。天使宣告有关他的受孕，并为他起名。天使天君在他降生时唱着荣耀的颂歌，借着那颗奇特的星，天上预示了他的降临。他本身就是有史以来最卓越的孩子，玛利亚的圣婴，上帝的圣子。然而他一来到这个世界，希律王就下令杀害他，并竭力要实现这个企图。还要注意的是，他极大地降卑自己，永在的父，神的儿子，取了人的样式，成为卑微的婴孩。他取了我们的人性，具有人所有的软弱、不足和承受痛苦的可能性。他出生贫寒，一生甘愿忍受凌辱。他来不是要受人服侍，乃是要服侍人。让我们一同祷告。天父，感谢你差遣你的儿子成为全人类的救主。愿你的好消息传遍四方，让各处的人知道圣子已经来到。奉耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。
您现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日眷语。
December 22nd, the Christmas sacrifice. He, Jesus, was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised to life for our justification. Romans 4:25. Do we look at ourselves, our trials, our problems, when we are suffering?Do we live under the circumstances instead of above the circumstances? Do we look at the one who knew more suffering than we are able to conceive? In Table Talk, Martin Luther said, "Our suffering is not worthy of the name of suffering. When I consider my crosses, tribulations, and temptations, I shame myself almost to death, thinking what they are in comparison to the sufferings of my blessed Savior, Jesus Christ." There are several things about the life of Christ that reveal his role as the suffering servant, Messiah. We cannot begin to trace every aspect of this search through his life, but consider these truths. In Isaiah 53, the sufferings of the Savior are so minutely pictured that one might well read it as the record of an eyewitness rather than the prediction of a man who wrote 800 years before the event. Observe that Jesus' life began in the midst of persecution and peril. He came on a mission of love and mercy sent by the Father. An angel announced his conception and gave him his name. A heavenly host sang a glorious anthem at his birth. By the extraordinary star, the very heavens indicated his coming. In himself, he was the most illustrious child ever born, the Holy Child of Mary, the divine Son of God. Yet, no sooner did he enter our world than Herod decreed his death and labored to accomplish it. Notice, too, that he assumed a role of deep abasement. The Son of the Eternal Father, he became the infant of days, and was made in the likeness of man. He assumed our human nature with all its infirmities and weaknesses, and capability for suffering. He came as a child of the poorest parents. His entire life was one voluntary humiliation. He came to be a servant and to minister rather than be ministered to. Let us pray. Father, thank you for sending your Son as Savior of the whole world. Let your good news ring out and be proclaimed everywhere, the news that the Son has come. In Jesus' name, amen.